Hello, thank you for joining the Camden First Assembly broadcast. We are so excited to share the Word of God with you today, believing that this Word is exactly what He has for your life. So, stay tuned for today's message, and as always, remember, there's a place for you at Camden First Assembly.
The title of my message today is Suit Up. Suit Up. If you have your Bibles with me, you can turn to Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. I don't have any fancy logos or anything like that. I didn't get my scriptures in, but maybe they'll pull it up for me. Give it up for our sound team back there. Man, they are incredible. I couldn't do what I do without them. So, okay, Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. It says, "Be strong in the Lord and in His mighty power. Put on all of God's armor so that you will be able to stand firm against the strategies of the devil. For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in the dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places. Therefore, put on every piece of God's armor so that you will be able to resist the enemy in times of evil. Then after the battle, you will still be standing firm. Stand your ground, putting on the belt of truth and the body armor of God's righteousness. For shoes, put on the peace that comes from the good news so that you will be fully prepared. In addition to all of these, hold up the shield of faith to stop the fiery arrows of the devil. Put on salvation as your helmet and take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. Pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. Stay alert and be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere." So Paul writes this letter, not just this passage of scripture that we've read, but the whole book of Ephesians to the people of Ephesus, giving them further instruction regarding their faith. So even while Paul is in prison, he's writing this letter that is full of joy, praise, and thanksgiving, and he's teaching others on right living with God and how to stand firm against the schemes of the enemy. Do you think that Paul would have been able to do this had he not had the understanding and was using the weapons that God had given him? The understanding that we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but against the enemy and evil spirits. He stood his ground and resisted the enemy in the midst of many battles because he knew God's truth, righteousness, peace, and he held up the sword of the Spirit and through faith stopped the fiery arrows of the enemy against his life. It didn't stop the battles that he was walking through, but it did stop the enemy from gaining any ground in Paul's life. And because of that, he walked with joy and he walked in praise and thanksgiving to God. He continued on with the mission that he had given him. We are in battle, and if you're a child of God, you know this. It is not time to stand by and wait, but to stand up, be alert, and be prepared with the weapons that God has given us. The church as a whole is becoming a little too okay with just being hearers of the word and no longer doers. We've gained a little bit of an it is what it is mindset, and we've become a little bit complacent. And what I mean by that is instead of putting on the armor that God has provided us with and fighting to see our families, our friends, our children, our coworkers, our city, our nation, and our world know who God is, we've become okay with just living complacently. We've let the world dictate what we see instead of seeing through the lenses of God's word. So a little story. This is about Titus. Titus is in the room today. I'm glad you're in here, buddy. But he says all the time, "I want to go to heaven tomorrow." All the time. "I want to go to heaven tomorrow." And, you know, I'm like, excuse me? You're not dying tomorrow, bud. But that kid is so passionate about Jesus, and he really longs to see him and be with him. And so I simply responded with what I felt like the Holy Spirit gave me in that moment. And I said, but I want to see Jesus too. But we have to stay here a little while longer so that we can share the good news of Jesus. And we can be the light and the love and the hope of Jesus to those around us so they can go to heaven with us too. And I share that story with you because that is the childlike faith and passion we should all have and want so desperately to share with everyone around us. Not because everything is perfect in our lives, but because we want to teach and show people that there is nothing better than Jesus. Amen? Amen. The reality is this life is but a vapor, and it can be over for any of us at any time. And I tell our students all the time, they can attest, those in this room, I tell them all of the time that this world is not our home. This world is not our home, and it can end, and it will all end in the blink of an eye. Our schools, our jobs, our money, our possessions, our money, it doesn't matter. Matthew 6:19 says, don't store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy and thieves do not break in and steal. For wherever your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Wherever your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Things don't matter. People do. Sharing Jesus and being the hands and feet of Jesus, shining brightly for the world to see his love through us. That is what matters. This is our mission field, not our final destination. And we have to remember that. Don't get caught up in the things of this world. We get so caught up in our jobs and what we have to do on a daily basis that we forget where our first love that remains, and that's with Jesus. And when we put Jesus at the top, the rest falls into line. We have to put on our armor and fight and do what God has called every single one of us to do, and that is to love him above all else and to share the good news of who he is with everyone around us. The enemy is twisting and using every tactic he can to keep us divided, distracted, fearful, confused, depressed, knocked down, and in the mindset that it is what it is. And if I can just make it until God calls me home. No, this isn't how it's going to be. And thank God that Paul didn't walk around with that mindset, but he chose to stand up and fight to see generation after generation after generation come to know Jesus. I believe that the greatest move of God is ahead of us and not behind us. God wants to pour out his Spirit and his glory on this world like never before. And I truly believe with every fiber of my being that that is what he is preparing his church for. Right now, we are on the brink of breakthrough, and the enemy knows it. Can I get an amen? Amen. We are on the brink of breakthrough, and the enemy knows it. It's time to put on the armor that God has given us to rise up in boldness and stand firm against the tactics of the enemy. So how did we do that? Number one, we gained spiritual understanding. The first thing Paul writes in Ephesians 6:10 is that we must be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. How many of you know that the more time you spend with someone, the more you know who they are, you know their character, and you even begin to pick up on some of their characteristics, right? So Rihanna and I, we'll go shopping or we'll go do something for the church, and I'll be talking. I talk a lot, run my mouth. And she'll start laughing, and I'll be like, what? And she goes, you looked just like your brother when you made that face, or you sounded just like your brother when you said that. Why? Because I grew up with him. We spent a lot of time around each other. And I also think about Austin and how much this man loves Christmas songs. I mean, loves them. He whistles them. He hums them, he sings them, but he only does so in the months through the months of January to October, okay? And then in November and December, he stops. And we're like, why did you stop? And he'll tell you why. Verbatim, I can say it. He will say, because everybody else does it for me. But there are moments in May when I get really annoyed that he's over there singing Christmas songs, but moments later, I will find myself singing these same Christmas songs and look across the room and he's just over there smiling because he has so much pride in his heart that he has gotten someone else to sing those songs with him. But it's so true that the more you're around someone, the more you begin to pick up their characteristics. Be strong in the Lord so that you are not blinded and distracted by the enemy. Know God, know his word, and you'll begin to start showing the characteristics of Christ through your life. The devil can blind the minds of unbelievers because they don't know who God is and the truth of his word. But as believers, we know these things, and we can walk in the spiritual understanding he's given us through his word. 1 John 5:19-20 says, "We know that we are children of God and that the world around us is under the control of the evil one. And we know that the Son of God has come and has given us understanding so that we can know the true God. And now we live in fellowship with the true God because we live in fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ. He is the only true God and he is eternal life." He also says in his word in Proverbs 3:5-6, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not on your own understanding, but in all of your ways acknowledge him, and he will keep your path straight." We gain understanding and strength in the Lord by spending time with him and spending time in his word. His word is the truth, the only truth. So many people want to read parts of God's word and pick and choose what they want out of it to align it with their truth. But God's word doesn't change. And it's the truth in his word that leads us to repentance, to freedom, and victory in our lives. We won't know how to stand our ground if we don't know the word we're standing on. We won't know how to stand our ground if we don't know the word we're standing on. It is imperative that we as Christians are daily spending time with Jesus and studying his word. I said it earlier, it's great that we come to church every week. I believe it is so vital and needed because we cannot walk through this life alone. But if we are solely trying to fight the enemy and the battles of this life, from what we hear on Sundays, we won't be successful. Make the Lord your number one priority. His word is our best defense against the tactics of the enemy. We've got to know our armor. The belt of truth that he's given us, it's an anchor that secures us and keeps us rooted in Christ. Know the truth and speak the truth. Hold God's truth close and allow it to surround you. When we remain in his word, we can distinguish what is untrue from what is true. Put on the body armor, which is God's righteousness. He's a perfect God. He's a fair and just God. His character is perfect. Seek to be a person after God's own heart. Put on the shield, which is the faith that we walk in. His word says that we need faith the size of a mustard seed. Imagine what would happen if we put that shield of faith up every single day. How much would our faith grow and be strengthened, and what could we accomplish because of it? Put on the helmet of salvation. We have access to salvation because of what Jesus did on the cross. We have access to God because of that. The veil was torn, and we are now heirs and co-heirs with Christ. And we have the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God. It doesn't lie. We find everything that we need in the word of God, and it's how we fight. Without every piece of God's armor, we will not be able to stand up against or resist the enemy. For some, that doesn't mean giving into the enemy, but it means giving up their will to keep fighting against him. So gain the spiritual understanding and know your armor so you will be able to resist the enemy in times of evil. Number two, remember it's spiritual. Remember your fight is spiritual. Ephesians 6:12 says, "For we are not fighting against flesh and blood enemies, but against evil rulers and authorities of the unseen world, against mighty powers in this dark world, and against evil spirits in the heavenly places." Our fight is not against flesh and blood. We read it earlier that we are children of God, but those of this world are under the control of the evil one. It is our job as ambassadors of Christ to see and know God's truth. which is the truth. It's not people that our battle and our fight is against, but it's the enemy. He's the one who opposes God and seeks to destroy God's people. When we know who and what we're fighting, we can spend that time being the light to those who don't know who Jesus is. Don't get stuck looking at the situations and circumstances of your life through a worldly lens. Understand that the enemy wants to bring division and offense and keep us from doing what God has called us to do, which is to love him and to love people. We know who we're fighting against. Unbelievers don't. Be and show the love of God through your actions and words. Don't allow bitterness and offense to take up residence in your life. Remember that your fight is against the enemy. And God, the devil wants to keep us divided, but God wants to keep us united. Amen? Number three, listen, I have more than 3 points, but I will be done faster. I told Connor, I said, I'll probably be done faster than you get done in 1 point. So it's all good. Number three, walk in spiritual power. Romans 8, 11 through 16 says, the Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in you. And just as God raised Christ Jesus from the dead, he will give life to your mortal bodies by the same Spirit living within you. Therefore, dear brothers and sisters, you have no obligation to do what your sinful nature urges you to do. For if you live by its dictates, you will die. But if through the power of the Spirit you put to death the deeds of your sinful nature, you will live. For all who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. So you have not received a spirit that makes you fearful slaves. Instead, you received God's Spirit when he adopted you as his own children. Now we call him Abba Father, for his Spirit joins with our spirit to affirm that we are his children. I love that passage of Scripture. It is one of my favorites because we can constantly look at it, and I read it over and over. The same Spirit of God who raised Jesus from the dead lives in me. Come on, we can stand up and we can walk in power and authority because he has given it to us. We are set apart and called to be different. We call him Abba Father because he's adopted us into his family. We are called to be holy just as God is holy. That's what it says in 1 Peter 1, 15 and 16. We are called to be holy just as God is holy. His Spirit lives within you. Put on the armor of God and walk in the power and the authority that he has given you through Christ Jesus. Stand up in boldness and not in fear. His word tells us he hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but of power, love, and a sound mind. When we walk without fear and we walk in a sound mind, it allows us to see with clarity. When we walk without fear, we have a sound mind and it allows us to see and to hear with clarity. Don't walk around in fear and worry and anxiety. Stand up and speak to that and let them know that God is walking with you and you can walk and with love and with a sound mind. Stand firm on his word. Don't waver from it. Put your trust in him and know that when you walk with him and according to his word, he will fight for you. Isn't that what he is doing with the armor he's given us? His truth, his righteousness, peace, faith, salvation, and the word of God. He is taking care of us, and he is giving us the tools that we need to not just survive, but to thrive and to be a voice of truth and love to this broken world. Stand firm on his word and walk in the truth of it. It is time for us to put on our big girl pants and our big boy pants. That's what my mom used to say to Connor and I in high school. If something was not going right or unfair, she would also say, life's not fair. It's time to put on your big girl pants and just deal with it. Do what the Holy Spirit is telling you to do and know that he will take care of you. When we do the right thing, whether it's right from a worldly perspective, when we do what Jesus says to do, he takes care of us. Following Jesus doesn't mean that everything in our lives will be easy. We know that. Amen. And I think about Paul and I think about his life and how much he went through. But he never gave up, and God was so faithful to him. We look at Joseph's life. It wasn't easy. Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego didn't have it easy. They literally got thrown into a fiery furnace. They didn't know that they weren't going to die, but they knew that God would rescue them. I will follow Jesus because he is our defender. Amen. Number four, stay alert. 1 Peter 5:8 says, stay alert, watch out for your great enemy, the devil. He prowls around like a roaring lion, looking for someone to devour. Stand firm against him and be strong in your faith. Remember that your family of believers all over the world is going through the same kind of suffering you are. There are so many reminders in God's word to stay alert and to be strong in our faith. Why? Because the Lord knew that as long as we're alive, the enemy will do everything he can to steal, kill, and destroy. John 10:10 says it, the enemy has come to steal, kill, and destroy, but I have come that you may have life and life more abundantly. We've got to stay alert and keep putting on the armor of God every single day. Don't get distracted. If the enemy can't keep you from knowing Jesus, he'll do his best to keep you distracted and unfocused. The devil is a real threat, and that doesn't mean that we're scared of him or that we walk in fear, because we said it earlier that God hasn't given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. God has given us the tools we need to stand our ground. God wants to see us walking victoriously and in the fulfillment of the plan that he has for our lives. There is a good chance that if you don't feel like there's some roaring going on around you, the enemy feels like he's already succeeding. Be alert to what is going on around you. And don't rely on yourself, but rely on God. Pray, his word says, pray in the Spirit at all times and on every occasion. And finally, number five, remain united. The end of Ephesians 6:18 says, be persistent in your prayers for all believers everywhere. His word also says to bear one another's burdens. We need each other. God's word tells us that in this life we will face trouble, but to take heart because I have overcome. I don't know about you, but I've had some seasons in my life where I couldn't bear what I was walking through alone. We need the family of God to complete the mission that he's given us. The enemy wants us to isolate ourselves, but God wants and knows, and so does the enemy, that when we stand together united and when we bear one another's burdens and we walk together, that we are unstoppable through Christ. So, number one, gain spiritual understanding. Number two, remember that this fight is spiritual. Walk in the spiritual power and authority that he has given you. Stay alert to what's going on around you. The enemy will never stop fighting. He will never stop fighting. And number five, we have to remain united. I hope and pray this morning that you feel encouraged to put your armor on every day. It is time for us to remember our mission and remember that this isn't the end. This is just the beginning. I didn't share this message to bring any shame or condemnation or to make anyone feel like you're living complacently, but maybe, because maybe you're not. But I do feel like there were a good number of us that are or have at one time, and I know that I was one of them. God gave this word to me for me. And I just wanted to share that with you because I feel so passionately that we all need to be reminded to put on the armor of God, to rise up in boldness, to speak the truth of God's word and his love to those around us, and to walk in victory. My prayer is that as we all rise up and we put that armor on, that those who don't know Jesus would walk through these doors, and because of the faith and passion of the believers who are united in this room, that they would see and feel Jesus like never before. God is up to something, and I believe that the greatest outpouring of his Spirit is coming. Are we ready?